week in all. Listen to the side of sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunday Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 27th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Zambian footballer Barbara Banda. Barbara recently completed her debut season in the Women's Chinese Super League by winning the Golden Boot as the top scorer. In an interview with Reuters, the 20-year-old Banda said hard work and determination led to the award.
Yeah, I stood out, but it's not that I'm the best, but I think it's the effort that I'm putting in as myself and my talent, what I want in life. Because talent can be there, but if I'm not determined, then I can't go anywhere. So I have to work extra hard for me to be there. So it takes someone to be disciplined. That's the first cardinal of a player. You have to be disciplined. Whatever you do, wherever you go, you have to be disciplined. You have to be determined. You have to be hardworking. You have to show it off that you're capable of doing this.
And Barbara was very capable when it came to scoring goals in China.
In China, this is my first season. I played 13 games and had 18 goals. I came out the top scorer.
Barbara Banda began her professional career in Spain, where she played two seasons for the club Logroño. At the beginning of this year, she signed with the Chinese club Shanghai Shengli. One of Zambia's top female coaches, Enala Simbea, says Barbara is inspiring girls at home to follow in her footsteps.
Having players like Barbara who have come out and shown that they can do it inspires a lot of players that we're coaching right now. So even having her right here at the pitch is a big inspiration to the team, because the girls are now having a focus. At least they have a dream and they've seen another girl achieve it. So their performance even increases because they want to be like Barbara or even better than Barbara.
One Zambian female footballer who has taken notice of Barbara's success in China is Lusaka Dynamos player Salome Kizomba.
I've been watching her like for the past maybe it should be 6 months. It inspires me a lot. She's strong and courageous, and even her kind of play is just amazing. It's different from other football players in Africa. She has a fighting spirit.
Barbara Banda is one of a small group of young female footballers from Africa playing abroad. She sounds confident that the women's game will develop in Africa.
Most of the African players, women, are now playing abroad. Everyone wants to work hard and play professional football. I think now it's now people coming to know that, okay, African football is also there at they are on the other level. So I think it's up to us as women to commit ourselves to whatever we want.
Barbara Banda has also committed herself to playing for Zambia's national women's football team, nicknamed the Copper Queens. Barbara and the Copper Queens made history earlier this year when they qualified for the first time for the Olympic women's football tournament. The Copper Queens will represent Africa in the 12-team competition at next year's Olympic Games in Tokyo.
Sport greetings, everyone. This is Falilat Ugukoya, Olympic silver and bronze medalist, African record holder, ran the best quarter mile in the world, 1998. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thanks.
This is the message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization, U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Kampala, where the head coach of Uganda's national men's football team, Jonathan McKinstry, has summoned 20 foreign-based players ahead of Nations Cup qualifying matches in November. Coach McKinstry says he has a strong squad that will try to win valuable points in a doubleheader with neighboring South Sudan. Magume Davis Rakawinge tells us more from Kampala.
Elvis Bomono hopes to do B for the Uganda Cranes when Uganda plays against South Sudan in the 2021 African Nations qualifiers. The young Southern FC defender says he's excited at the prospect of representing his country of birth.
International stage for me, so you learn new tactics, new things, and new plays. Obviously, I'm taking what Jonathan wants us to do, and I'll be implementing it while out here and just making sure I keep fit, make sure my performances for my club are good enough. I was born in Uganda, so it's a thing of obviously now me representing my country. My whole family is just proud, and it's a proud moment for me and all of them.
Bomono was part of the Uganda Cranes squad that went into a training camp in the United Arab Emirates earlier this month. Southern FC is an English fourth-tier side. The Africa Cup of Nations tournament, commonly known as CAF, to be hosted by Cameroon, was supposed to be held in 2021, but was postponed 2022 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Uganda Cranes will host the South Sudan national team, the Bright Stars, on 11th November in Kampala, before being hosted by the same team just 5 days later in Nairobi. The Bright Stars Juba Stadium is currently undergoing renovation. Striker Fahadi Bayo, who plays for Israeli Premier League club Ashdod FC, says he's ready to take on the task.
I'm well prepared to serve my country, and the current form I have now, I know I can help out my country. I think I can do my best.
Fahadi Bayo scored his first goal for the Uganda Cranes in a 2-0 victory against Malawi Frames last November. Team captain goalkeeper Dennis Onyango, who just helped South African Premier Sundowns to lift the domestic league, will be hoping to create the same kind of form and help the Uganda Cranes stay on top of Group B.
Of course, winning for the club, especially at the league, is very important for the person and for the national team going forward, because it brings the best out of me. It really helps me with confidence going into the national team setup, or when I'm called for the national team, because it builds up the winning mentality in the person. It builds up the never give up attitude in the player or in me.
Uganda Cranes coach Jonathan McKinstry says he'll be spoiled of choices going forward.
You know, we're very fortunate at this moment in time that if you look at the list of 20 foreign-based players that we've initially summoned, sort of 18 of them are starting and playing 90 minutes week in, week out for their club. So this is a departure from maybe previous years where, you know, several of our farm-based players might have still been finding their way in the professional game, whereas now we've got guys who are established and they're playing week in, week out, which means when they come to the national team, they are going to, you know, be really competitive. And ultimately, as a coach, I'm going to have to disappoint a few players, because, you know, there's 20 guys there who believe they should be starting for Uganda and are starting for their club teams. But ultimately, we can only pick 11.
And McKinstry says that will be a motivation for all players to perform better on and off pitch. He also says he won't hesitate to pick a local best player who impresses when training resumes early next month. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Straight Talk Africa is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Longtime host Shaka Sali talks about his career, the newsmakers he interviewed, and his audience. Be sure to join us on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
And to quote Shaka, from the deepest better part of the bottom of my heart, I'm really looking forward to Straight Talk Africa's 20th anniversary show on Wednesday, October 28th. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The Ghana Football Association recently named a new technical director from Germany. Joining us now from Accra with that story and other Ghana football developments is Yao Afusu-Larbi. Sporty greetings, Yao.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The Ghana Football Association, in a bid to raise the standard of the game, has appointed German Bernard Liepert as technical director. His job, among other things, will be to supervise the coaching and technical team of the national teams, draw a plan of what philosophy the Ghanaian game should take, and improve the general level of the game in the country. Liepert has already worked with Bundesliga clubs Eintracht Frankfurt and Bayern Munich in the past. He has also been on the books of Azerbaijan, where he handled the national under-19 and under-21 squads. Until he took the Ghana job, Liepert was a facilitator in FIFA coaching programs worldwide. President of the Ghana Football Association, Keto Kriku, says the direction of Ghana football is clear-cut.
I think that we are very clear as to where we want to take this. We know that we have challenges by way of coaching. We know about this. We know that we need to support our coaches. We need to create learning platforms for them to enrich themselves. And that's the only way they can also impact on the players.
Players of Ghanaian descent are scattered across the world. Usually, they are players born of Ghanaian parents, but in a different country, and there's always a difficulty in getting them to play for Ghana. Ghana has missed out on names like Jerome Boateng, Freddy Edu, and Memphis Depay. But the new FA president is looking to snap up many of these talents to choose Ghana instead of any other country. Names like Eddie Nketiah and Tariq Lamptey have been impressive in the English Premier League this season and are on Ghana's radar as well. The president again says there are plans to make sure the country does not miss out on talents like these in future.
We are leaving no stone unturned, okay? We are chasing every name that you may have seen on the screens. Okay, I'm not mentioning names here, but I'm saying that we're chasing every big talent who is a Ghanaian, who has a capacity to add value to any of our national teams, be it the Black Queens, the Black Princesses, the Black Maidens, or the Black Stars, okay? We'll chase everybody, and we'll make sure that we present a very, very competitive national teams representing our proud colors. Our FA has been very proactive. We set up what we called International Relations Committee, led by my good self. And our key responsibility is to scout everywhere in the world to look for. So our responsibility is to collate data on all these players and hand over such data to the Tenkar Directorate. We're following almost every talent that you may have seen on the screens, okay? But obviously, we can't have access to everybody. First of all, we have a very good team. We have good players in the current squad. We want to make the squad even more competitive, for which reason we're looking at players who live beyond the shores of Ghana. And I'm sure that when we assemble again for the competitive match date in November, you'll see a few faces coming through.
The president also stressed on the need for discipline in the Ghana national team.
One of the key ingredients that has always been missing in our squad will find its way back, discipline. I think that it's something that the new FA will not condone at all. The new FA led by my good self. We want players who will be extremely dedicated, who will play for the shirt, who will be proud of playing for Ghana. Players who will wake up in the morning thinking about when the next call-up is going to be, okay? And once we make our national team attractive, once players play for the shirt, once the coaches know exactly what they're doing, believe me, I think that we'll have a totally different national team. And it will feed through to the other national teams. We want to be very, very competitive, and we believe that given the plan shown to us by the Tenkar team, given the work being put in by the management committee of the Black Stars especially, I have no doubt that we'll again come back to where we used to belong.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yao Afusu-Larbi in Accra.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Yes, sporting greetings. This is three-time Olympian and Beijing 2008 Olympic medalist Chika Chukwumerijie. You're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Now let's go to Nigeria, where the Ministry of Youth and Sports has approved the commencement of the country's handball Premier League. The approval came after the government lifted the ban on contact sports in Nigeria. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the president of the Handball Federation of Nigeria, Sam Ocheho.
We are excited about the approval received from the Federal Ministry of Youth and Sport concerning the Prudent Energy Handball Premier League. This has been our expectation. We've been working in conjunction with the ministry, and now we've received the approval. The handball community is excited that the league is about to commence as soon as. So we look forward to it, and we are all glad to have our games back. We are all glad to be playing sport again, and we hope that this league will showcase a lot of stuff that we have been missing from the ban that was placed on sport generally as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. But we truly look forward to the league as it comes.
What is the implication of this for the game of handball in Nigeria? How many teams will be involved in the league?
There are 22 teams involved in the Prudent Energy Premier Handball League that comprises 12 male teams and 12 female teams. The games will be played on a round-robin basis. Prior to now, we normally hold this league on a two-faced basis, but with the whole pandemic, I think time for this year has run out, so we're only going to have it in a single consolidated basis. So in Abuja, we're going to play a round robin, and the winner emerges. Whoever has the highest point from our round robin games will be the winner of this year's Prudent Energy Premier League games. So we are happy, and I think the teams are also excited about the opportunity to showcase their skills once again. They've missed it. In terms of implication for Nigeria and for handball, I think this is, for us, is the highest tournament in the land as regards handball, and all the top players in the country will be around to play. Everybody wants to show their skills. People want to be called to the national camp. In December, we should have the under-19 and under-21 African Cup of Nations in Morocco. I guess a lot of people want to showcase their skills so that they can be called for this camp. So we look forward to great times, great opportunities, and we hope that there will be significant improvement from what happened last year. I know a lot of people will be rusty by now, but they've been training for a few weeks now, and we hope that at the end we'll see some great skills be at display.
The ban on contact sports has been lifted by the Nigerian government. When do you intend to resume activities?
Well, the ban on contact sport has been lifted. In terms of resuming activities, I think we've already resumed. I mean, people are already back on the court. Though one good thing is that people are observing COVID-19 protocols and making sure they wash their hands clean, sanitize. They're making sure they observe the 2 meters distancing, especially with the spectators or with the people on the bench. But activities have already commenced, and you can see we're already in a competition mode. We hope that this competition will bring out the best of the players.
That's Sam Ocheho, the president of the Handball Federation of Nigeria. And Sam spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Sam Ocheho, the president of Handball Federation of Nigeria. You're listening to the sunny side of sport on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Haiti. That's my VOA colleague, Haiti Fitzpatrick. An update now on Major League Baseball's World Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers will try to win their first World Series title in more than 30 years later Tuesday night when they play the Tampa Bay Rays in Arlington, Texas. The AP's Dave Ferry has this preview for us.
It's easy to let your mind wander when your team is one win away from a World Series championship, especially when that team hasn't won one since 1988. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts was trying to keep that notion out of his mind as he prepared his team yesterday for Game 6 against the Rays.
When it does enter, I quickly dismiss it. I'm kind of just, because it's human nature, but I just really don't let my mind go there.
Roberts is using Tony Gonsolin to start Game 6 tonight against Rays hurler Blake Snell. Gonsolin lasted just an inning and a third in Game 2 against Snell, but Roberts says he's willing to stay with him a lot longer this time. The Rays faced elimination in their two previous playoff series, just as they do in Game 6 of the World Series tonight. The difference was that Tampa Bay played a winner-take-all finale in the division and championship series, whereas tonight's game is just for survival. Manager Kevin Cash expects his players to handle the situation in the same manner they did against the Yankees and Astros.
They'll be very consistent. The vibe in the clubhouse yesterday, I heard a couple guys, you know, just saying, hey, let's go. Enjoy the off day. Get ready to play. And that's what they do. So I would anticipate them being very consistent.
Blake Snell takes the mound for the Rays against the Dodgers' Tony Gonsolin. Snell took a no-hitter into the fifth inning of Game 2 before falling one out short of qualifying for the victory. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. As Dave mentioned, the Dodgers last won the World Series title in 1988. If the Dodgers win tonight, it would be their seventh World Series championship overall. The team won its first World Series title in 1955 when it was based in New York City and known as the Brooklyn Dodgers. The team relocated to Los Angeles before the 1958 season. Sports fans in Los Angeles have had plenty to cheer about recently. The Los Angeles Lakers won their record-tying 17th National Basketball Association title earlier this month. The Tampa Bay Rays, meanwhile, are hoping to rally and win their first World Series trophy. This is the second time Tampa Bay has advanced to the World Series. The Rays lost to the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1 in the 2008 World Series. Finally, in African athletics, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Maria Mutola, the now retired Mozambican star who is regarded as one of the greatest 800 meters female runners of all time. Maria is celebrating her 48th birthday on this Tuesday. Her very proud athletics record includes one Olympic gold medal, 3 world titles, 7 world indoor titles, and 5 African championships. On a personal note, one of my most thrilling sports memories was meeting Maria Mutola at the 2001 World Championships in Edmonton, Canada. I have a photo of me interviewing Mutola in Edmonton right after she won the gold medal in the 800 meters race. Happy 48th birthday to the Maputo Express, Maria Mutola. And that wraps up the October 27th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Straight Talk Africa is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Longtime host Shaka Sali talks about his career, the newsmakers he interviewed, and his audience. Be sure to join us on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm Peter Clote, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's weekend Africa show that provides news, features, and entertainment news, as well as sports about Africa and the world. Tune in, and you will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to PCUSA@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you the biggest stories of the day. Our global correspondents report the news objectively and comprehensively, keeping you informed about important world events. International Edition provides analysis from the most seasoned experts around the world to put the day's events into context to better understand what's happening and how it may affect you. Listen to International Edition Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 Universal Time on the Voice of America or your local affiliate. You can also listen to the show on demand by visiting the program page at voanews.com or by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. VOA's International Edition, your go-to source for accurate, comprehensive, and objective news.
What's going on, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi coming to you from the Voice of America studios here in Washington, D.C. Join us each week on Upfront as we discuss a range of topics. The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
Eliminate the mentality that girls cannot do what boys can do.
You basically need to go to school. There's just no way you're going to get all the skills that people want from you or they expect from you if you're not at school.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.